Hey guys, Will Durst here with an embarrassing admission. Was supposed to do a commentary on the Democratic candidate debate, but also had a deadline on the opening of the football season, and, well, they kind of got mixed up. So, apologies all around, but here goes. Joe Biden. This crafty veteran will always give you 110%, but you can't help but think some of those unforced errors are going to come back to haunt him. Elizabeth Warren. Everybody can see she's bringing her A game, but now it's gut check time, and she needs to put the rock in the house. Bernie Sanders, a man who obviously believes that winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. And also, the best offense is loud. Beto O'Rourke, taking it one debate at a time, proving to everyone he can play with the big boys and girls. Andrew Yang. He matches up well with the Democratic message and talks a good game, but now it's time to punch it in. Pete Buttigieg. He's looking at fourth and forever, so it might just be Hail Mary time for Mayor Pete. Kamala Harris. Momentum has shifted and her back is up against the wall, so she threw her game plan out the window and is running it right up the middle. Amy Klobuchar. At the end of the day, it mostly comes down to how bad she wants it and whether she can score the most points. Cory Booker, you can't stop him. All you can hope to do is contain him. Julian Castro, he left it all out on the debate stage and demonstrated he believes the best offense is a good offense. But don't any of them relax, because Tom Steyer has shaken off plenty of would-be tacklers and isn't running out of money anytime soon. It's obvious this man came to play. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.